All right, Mark Mitchell, the top pollster in the world, on the real numbers, where Trump's at, the key trends, his advice to the president, is he following it? That's coming up. I didn't plug last hour because I was so upset and focused on all this incredible news that I've just begun to get into. After he leaves, we'll get back into the real enchilada on all this and the proof that these people that they're saying are at the secret meeting weren't there. And they're just ignoring that and obfuscating, and I'm pissed off. And it looks really, really, really bad to me. So that's coming up. But let me tell you about this. Our sponsor, Bigly, and the products they have at theelectionstore.com are whatever the highest source, best quality, highest rated products are, we go out and private label them, and in some cases, soup them up and make them even better. So we did a year ago a survey, what do listeners want? And you wanted methylene blue, you wanted beef tallow that Kennedy talks about, which I know is great for cooking and is so much better for you than seed oils. And you wanted high-quality Shilajit. We brought you all the best. They've sourced the best. This is so heavy. This is so huge. Tiny little scoop of this with whatever you're cooking makes it taste so great, whether it's potatoes, whether it's eggs, whatever you're cooking. Beef tallow is so delicious. This is concentrated beef tallow, private label from the top ones in the country. No preservatives, no artificial ingredients, gluten-free, packed with nutrients. Unlike seed oils, which are fake toxic garbage, beef tallow is real food that promotes whole body health. Get 25% off now when you become a subscriber today and then lock in a bigger discount. You can cancel anytime for free at alexjonesstore.com. 100% pure concentrated beef fat packed with vitamins like A, D, E, and K to support hormone health and fuels your brain with clean energy. No industrial processing used by humans for centuries, thousands of years. No additives, preservatives, or GMO garbage. High smoke point to promote various cooking methods like frying, roasting, and baking without releasing toxic fumes or free radicals. Rich, clean flavor. Compare that to seed oils. Ultra-processed oils from GMO seeds made in factories using chemical extraction and refining. Virtually zero nutrients, gums up your whole body, linked to obesity, heart issues, and chronic illnesses. Disrupts hormones, full of omega-6 polyunsaturated fatty acids, which promote inflammation. Turn toxic when exposed to high heat, which is what people do. That's the seed oils. Beef tallow has been all the rage. It's what the listeners asked for. We've got the best for you right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And separately, creatine of the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligram gummies, huge container of them. Not just good for your muscles, which is documented on record. They say creatine is the ultimate supplement. I don't agree with that. It's one of the best. I think methylene blue would be it. But everybody says, you know, it's the most performing, but it's the brain. Look into neurological studies, Alzheimer's, you name it. It's so good for young people, old people. Everybody needs it. Got it, two flavors, thealexjonesstore.com. And it's your funding this operation that makes it all possible. I need your support. Notice, I'm banned on YouTube. I'm banned in all these places still that Candace Owens is allowed to operate on and all the rest of it. You know, oh, but she's the outsider and I'm the establishment now. I am funded by you. I am supported by you. And I'm battling the Democrat Party law firms that have been trying to shut us down, and we've been winning thanks to your support. But it takes money to fight this war. So don't wait. Get our creatine gummies. Get the new incredible beef tallow. Just as amazing or more is the bovine colostrum. The first 2 weeks from cow's milk is the ultimate combo of super nutrients. You name it, for your immune system, your clarity, your focus, your hair, your skin, your nails. It's crazy. These are the best products. These are amazing. They will change your life. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything there, become a VIP. $30 a month. Cancel anytime for free. The minute you become a VIP in your profile, you get $40 to spend instantly, making $10. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at TheAlexJonesStore.com, become a VIP. Cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for standing with us. We'll never back down, never give in, but we could give out without your support. So you are the reason we're still here, and I thank you and salute you for it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right. Mark Mitchell coming up ahead of Rasmussen polling in 60 seconds. You don't want to miss this critical intel. You want over-the-horizon information? You want tomorrow's news today? That's the guests we have on, the men and women that are right consistently. And Mark Mitchell's right up there at the top. challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
We are now into hour number two of this live Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025 transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host. This operation is funded and empowered by you, the listeners and viewers, at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Mark Mitchell, out of the hundreds of big polling companies, is recognized by everybody in the top two or three pollsters, most as the best. And it's because of his wide-ranging background and corporate executive and so many other levels that he has a very unique way of approaching it. And the last few cycles, he's always been extremely accurate. He's been uncannily dead on. So you ask what type of guests we have on, people that are consistently right. It's really a simple philosophy, isn't it? Just like I told you to get into silver and gold 2 years ago. Got out of it for 14 years, said get out at the top. I said get back in. What happened? We do our homework. We want to be accurate. We're not always. Mark Mitchell, VP Director of Polling Operations. Mark Mitchell has a diverse background with experience in operations, finance, venture capital, private equity, with a strong foundation in mechanical engineering. Mark has held leadership positions in various notable companies such as Walmart, e-commerce, Jet.com, and JPMorgan Chase. Rasmussen Reports is a nonpartisan independent electronic data company specializing in the collection and publication of public opinion polling information at Honest Pollster on X and RasmussenReports.com. So he sent me a lot of key stuff. New polls, polls that haven't been seen yet, he'll be revealing. I'll try to give him the floor until he's here, until about 40 after. But my first big question is this. I guess I try to understand this, and I've got a basic understanding, but I use the Helter Skelter analogy. I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. If the Democrats jumped out of the airplane, and they've already dropped a few thousand feet, we jump out skydiving. They're below us, but Trump's been falling too. And you showed these trend lines before anybody else did about 5-6 months ago. And, of course, the White House saw the show 3 weeks ago or so and had you up to brief the president and the VP and Susie Wiles and others. And we did see some course correction literally in that speech he gave last week. Stop saying you fixed it. Point out you've turned some of it around, but it takes time. So it's very encouraging, to see that they're listening. And then I'm seeing some numbers that it may be correcting some. But how does it affect things to have the Democrats, the lowest approval rating ever, continues to drop, breaking new records, and the lowest fundraising record ever? So there's a paradox there. To me, the people are pissed. They're revolutionary. They want change now. They want scalps. They want justice. Trump's not doing it fast enough. The messaging's been off. Too elitist. Yeah. He's changing that now, getting more populist, as you recommended. But then how does the free fall of Democrats affect that? And then how does that shake out? I know it's an eternity to the midterms, but just projecting out on current trend lines, Mark Mitchell, and then just go where you want to go.
Yeah, it's really hard to predict what's going to happen less than a year from now. I think we're in the 315 to 20 range number of days until the midterms. And the polling is really close. First off, I would say for Trump approval, it's not terrible. It's been oscillating back and forth between about net negative 4 and net negative 10. It's at negative 10 today. It'll probably come back up. It puts him in about the vicinity of Obama 1 and Obama 2 at this point in his term. So is that good? No. Is it horrible? No, it's nowhere near as bad as Joe Biden's was. You would hope that it was higher, considering how popular his agenda was. Almost everything that Trump ran on was in the 50s or 60s percent agreement. And so also we've been asking people, is Donald Trump doing enough of what he promised or too much of what he promised? And voters by almost a 2-to-1 margin say that he's not doing enough of what he promised. And especially younger voters, half of Gen Z says Trump is not doing enough of what he promised. It's only about roughly 20% who say he's doing too much. So the problem is that Trump is not doing enough. And you've heard a lot of people say that. Well, we've proven it numerically. But the polling that might be more important, the generic ballot, if the election were held today, would you vote for a Democrat candidate or a Republican candidate? It's a Democrat win. It's Democrat plus 3 the last time we polled it. And we're right in the middle of where basically everybody else is at this point in time. There's a margin of error. So it could be closer to the Republican side, in which case on a national House popular vote level, you're looking at like a complete deadlock. Or it could be more in the Democrats' favor. And a lot depends on what happens between now and then. The Democrats are insane. They could do something ridiculous and everybody comes out and votes for Republicans. There could be exogenous shocks that make everybody puke about Republican governance, and all of a sudden the Democrats have a blue wave. But what's important to point out is that they don't have a blue wave right now. And also with a Democrat House popular vote win, it's not it's going to be close. And we're talking about counting individual seats. There's probably going to be electioneering problems. And then you still have this gerrymandering fight, which is still indeterminate. And so it's impossible to look forward right now in November and say if the Republicans or Democrats are going to win. Statistically speaking, the Democrats should win. But also, I think we're in different times. And there's no way to predict what enthusiasm will bring for next year. And so when I went to the White House, the message was, well, with a really popular agenda and with a somewhat popular Trump approval rating, we should be doing better. Republicans probably could win this thing. Maybe this is the one that breaks this cycle of the pendulum swinging back and forth, because we don't have this Kabuki Theater red team, blue team stuff anymore.
And we are in the fourth turning. And as you predicted, and I predicted without the polling, running Elon out, devastating. Mishandling, yep. Epstein, devastating. Patel blocking any investigation into the leftist accomplices, and we didn't even know who they are. We know he blocked it. That gave rise to not trusting. I mean, there's a trust issue here. If they just indicted a bunch of deep state people, that's the number one thing. I don't even hear about inflation. That's secondary. People want justice. They want to be the rebels.
Yes.
They want to see victory. They want revolution.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we've seen it. They love Doge. Republicans captured the youth zeitgeist. And I hate to focus entirely on the youth, but what we are looking at is a political realignment that comes from the youth rebelling, like you said, from the fourth turning. They are shaking off the oppressive values of their elders. And we've seen it play out on your show. I talked about Israel. It's going to increasingly play out, among other things, especially the economy. So Republicans captured the youth zeitgeist with Doge, and then they proceeded to basically sideline Doge, and Trump went from a 60% approval rating to a 40% approval rating among under 40 voters. Now Mom Donnie's got a 60% plus approval rating. That's just what happens. But they want arrests more than everybody, and like you said, this is about institutional trust. And this is one of the ones, like, main problems that I think the Trump administration is wrestling with, and it was the key of the message that I delivered there. We had that big show like right after the trip that we did on your channel. I think it really went into what my thoughts were. But what I laid out was Republicans need to be seen as actually being capable of governing. They actually have to have an alternative to this default position with youth voters, which is democratic socialism. And they kind of don't. Trump's fighting the Republicans. The Republicans are doing nothing. They don't really sound like they have a forward-looking plan for the future. And most of the policies and fixes they come out with look like it was like sort of last-minute dog ate my homework kind of garbage. I mean, just the health care plan from Republicans is ridiculous, with probably the hundreds of millions of dollars they spend on health care think tankery in Washington, D.C. The best you could come up with is pretty much just the Democrat plan, but also the bankers get a cut. Like, not really good. But for Trump, I said, all right, the two-prong approach I would do is like lay out a plan forward where Republicans and the Trump administration can work together and not say mission accomplished, not point to the stock market and say we're already there, but to say, you know what, the problems are too big and they're systemic. What the youth want to see is attacks to the systemic entrenched interests that are strangling the American economy, that are ruining our government. It's literally just a 1-2 punch, right? We got economic populism, actual economic populism that will go after things like the entrenched oligarchs, the corporatism, the wealth inequality, and lay out a plan. Charlie Kirk had a pretty good plan. It was a good core of what you would do and say, hey, this is the new values of the Republican Party. We're going to do this better than Democrats. We see you. This is what you want. And then the other, brutal, visible reform of the government. Since that last show that I did with you, Alex, we had a pullback that I think is just absolutely incredible. And I told Trump, you know, the FBI raided your house. Everybody thought they were the Gestapo. And when you just put Cash Patel in charge of the Gestapo, it's still the Gestapo. But when you have Republicans take over government, what you'll see generally is that Republicans will then trust the system more. And when Democrats take over, the Democrats trust the system more. And that cycle is kind of broken now. Just 2 weeks ago, we had a poll where we asked America, do government agencies like the FBI and the CIA need major reform? And 83% of Trump voters said yes. This is the Trump administration, and 83% of Trump voters said yes. And so I think this goes with the corporations as well. When you have
what was the exact headline on that at RasmussenReports.com? I want to pull that up.
Yeah, let me try and find it while I'm talking. But I mean, this is like, this is the trend with everybody.
I don't need to be a super pollster like you. I talk to the public. That's what I'm telling you. Beyond secondarily, they want affordability. And then Trump makes dumb things like affordability is a hoax. But number one, they go, we want indictments, we want action, we want it now. And it's great we got tax cuts and all that stuff's great, but I just wish that the boomers up there, nothing against them, who still think that this is the old days, know, I keep hammering it like you're doing, 88% of Republicans don't trust the FBI and all these people. That's good. And again, that shows these institutions can't just circle the wagons and hope this all blows over. They've got to be reformed or there's going to be a real revolution. And like you said, the left believes it's going to happen. They're going to try to tip it into everything will be free with Democrat socialism. That's what they've got to set up for with the Great Reset. The globalists have said around the world, we know that it's crashing. It's the end of a cycle. We're going to go into a high-tech technocracy communism system. And that's what we're opposing. And Trump knows that. He needs to telegraph that.
I can't agree with you more. We are playing a big game of musical chairs, and the music is stopping, and everybody is scrambling for that last chair. That's the future for the next 5 years. So the headline of that one is November 25th. Most voters see the U.S. government as corrupt. And, there it is, right? Like, the problem is that these numbers keep ratcheting higher and higher and higher. Only 30% trusted the federal government going into this election. And so this election was a referendum on government trust. It wasn't a referendum on Kamala Harris. She's kind of irrelevant. But then out of that question set, we also asked in general, how corrupt is the federal government? 44% say very corrupt. Another 36% say somewhat. So that's 80%. That's a bad number. And only 3% say not at all corrupt. And it's across all age brackets, and it's across all racial demographics, all genders. And, the Democrats think the government's more corrupt now than the Republicans do. And these are people who worship the federal government, the Biden strong approvers.
Well, let me make a point about this just real fast. I'm not trying to wrap myself into this.
Yeah.
When Todd Blanche, who really is the attorney general, Democrat lawyer, found out that Ed Martin contacted me because we have all the documents open and shut, CIA, under Obama, DOJ, Comey ran a national security operation on me from 2013 until Trump got in this time. They just found out about it. To the FBI's credit, they send me the documents, and we make a big deal about it. And then Ed Martin calls up and says, that's my job. I'm going to start investigations. And it wasn't just what you heard about, folks. It was quite a few things that went on. Blanche freaks out, calls him in, chews him out, threatens to fire him, don't talk to Alex Jones anymore, and then goes on ABC News and everywhere and says, Alex Jones is fringe. He doesn't deserve an investigation. He's basically a bad guy. No, Blanche, you're the fringe. 80-plus percent of Americans think you're bad. You see, they don't think I'm bad. People think just like me because we've been through this, okay? And Trump's been persecuted, and so have I. It's come out in court, buddy, that I've had the FBI and CIA literally harass the living hell out of me, okay, and my family. And so I'm not some vengeful person. I literally was contacted because good people were doing their job, and then you don't just, dude. Like, it's like this is not the Soviet Union. Sorry, go ahead, Mark.
No, you're right. Washington, D.C. is occupied territory. The Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats. The reason we're here has only a little bit to do with Biden, quite frankly. It's a multi-decade situation here, but we are ruled over by a completely out of touch, I say, global homo kleptocrat oligarchy. Like, that's what it is. And I said in the White House, like, sir, a lot of the stuff you're doing is really positive. Optics matter. But it looks like you're doing oligarchy stuff, and you need to fight the oligarchy and not be the oligarchy. And coming in on literally running on retribution and a golden age. You know, these are things that are abstract but also very specific. And retribution, it's like, okay, a redress of Americans' grievances. Accountability for weaponization of the judicial system. And so when you get in, I think there's a moral imperative as leader of America to understand how deep this goes. How deep is the abyss? What are the root cause problems addressing America? And you're starting to see Republicans nibble around the idea. Kevin Roberts, the head of the Heritage Foundation at AmFest, got up on the stage and actually said the word corporatism. And that's really wild for Republicans who are probably more than Democrats, the party of corporatism. And, you know, so we can see where this is going. But again, the music is stopping and the time is running out and America
explain,
is
Mark,
tapped out.
You've studied history, so have I. A lot of smarter elites like Elon Musk said, I've got to stabilize the world for my Mars mission and everything. And the West holds up the world and America holds up the West. So I'm here. I love America. I believe in the dream. I want to stabilize it. A totally true statement. And he said, we got to stop being kleptocratic. We've got to start hiring people. We've got to build an infrastructure. He's telling the Great Reset people that we'll be ultra rich and make them all poor to control them. That's not going to work historically. It will literally get us destroyed as a species. And so absolutely, this is the only way out, even for the establishment. They need to get with the program. And you're right. Trump's like, look at all these billionaires giving us money and, you know, in investing. Look, they're all bowing down. He sees that as victory. The public doesn't see it as that with Larry Ellison and Bill Gates. Sure. They want to see these people in trouble. That's what they want to see. Not that, oh, look, I've taken control of the oligarchy. Well, great. When you're gone in 3 years, they'll be right back in. No, we want to see you bring them to heel. And it's not about retribution. That's what they call it. It's about survival. We have been raped and beaten and squeezed and run over. To me, it's not retribution. I want these people to go to prison. They're going to get back in power and keep trying to destroy me and put me in prison. It's literally survival. It's literally existential, Mark.
Yeah, no, 100%. I just got back from AmFest. It was the biggest AmFest apparently ever held. Way younger, apparently, as well. The straw poll had record-breaking numbers for J.D. Vance, and I think that we could probably agree that of all of the people in the political stage right now, he's the one that most is in tune with the problems of the under 40 voters. And again, the reason we keep focusing on them is that they are the swing vote. They are the ones that Republicans pretty much won by, these under 40 independents, people who don't have a commitment to the Republican Party. And if they don't think that their interests are being met, they will not show up. These people are ephemeral, and we need them, right? And they had the Republicans had their zeitgeist. The Republicans had them eating out of their hand, and now they're not getting what they want. And what I noticed, and one of the people I talked to said this, is that Gen Z, and I say Gen Z, I include the millennials, because of they've been so beaten. These people are this guy's words, a truffle pig for inauthenticity, and so when they see optics, when they see things that are performative, when they see things that quite clearly show that the people in charge don't understand what's going on, they rebel. And I'll give you an example. Under 40 people have a real big problem with housing. We just saw the National Association of Realtors say the median first-time homebuyer age was 40 years old for the first time. So half of America has to work for at least 22 years before that they can afford a house now when they're coming out of college. That's horrifying. Almost three quarters of them say that housing crisis is a crisis, and a chunk of, I think, over 40% of under 40 voters think that it's not likely they'll ever own a home. So this is crisis level for them. But you know what? For most of Trump's term, you didn't hear a whole lot about the housing market. They were talking about Doge. They were talking about arresting people. They were talking about all these other stuff. Epstein, right? When did they freak out about housing? Well, it's when the oligarchs came out with an oligarch plan for 50-year mortgages. And then they're like, wait a minute. Then it all hit the fan and everybody was laughing about it on the internet. The Trump administration got, you know, brutally attacked by people on the internet over this plan because it's a horrifying plan. This shows that they're completely out of touch.
It's basically and the Trump same path of the Japanese total destruction. It's like we're drowning, asking for a life raft, and Trump goes, here's a bowling ball.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It raises house prices. It siphons more interest off these people. It locks them into debt servitude, and it makes bankers rich. Like, what's not to love? I mean, it was literally horrifying. And it's like, okay, well, you have people like even Charlie Kirk, who's not an economist, but he understands young voters, like trying to help them in floating these structural plans, which maybe they're not perfect, but if there was a core, would be fine. And, you know, one of the things I was talking about with Sean Spicer today, I thought back to the spring. In March, when people were trying to undermine Donald Trump, you have all these like corporatist, mainstream media legacy types that are establishment shills, and they were freaking out over all of the tariffs, right? And what was weird in the polling is that like people don't really understand tariffs, but the idea of using them was not very popular. Like, it was not like this thing that everybody was clamoring for, like mass deportations. And so there was a lot of risk with the tariffs that there would be negative public opinion implications. And the media was like playing this up really big, right? And trying to show Trump was chaotic, trying to show he had the worst approval rate. Trying to crash the market. But you know what? Because Trump had the right principle, because he was doing this for the right reasons, because there was this core of fairness, the American people were with him, and he came out of this period of Liberation Day and then April and May into a pretty high net approval rating, higher than any other president at that point in time, which was a net positive 8 points. He's negative 10 right now, just you know. And so it didn't hurt him at all. In fact, it might have helped him, and he got through it, and now we have the tariffs, right? But then the Epstein thing, which I think we can all agree is less fundamentally important than trillions of dollars of global trade, right?
But it was a major betrayal in optics to say, it's all a hoax, and if you want to look at it, you're not my supporter, I don't need you. I mean, you couldn't blow your feet off better.
Exactly. It wasn't the most important thing. It was the most egregious thing. And it showed what are our values? What do we stand for? What's the path forward? And so if Republicans and Trump can't together show that there is a viable path forward to America, and I think there's a path out of this. Like, that's why I'm being so emphatic. If we can just restore an economic future to the under 40 voters, they're going to chill out. We're not going to have the Zoomer waffen if they can actually get married to a sane woman and get a good salary job and buy a house. That's the problem. They just want their American future back. And it's very clear the kind of things that we need to do this. And they fundamentally know this as well. At this AmFest in the straw poll conducted by People's Pundit, Rich Barris, 90% of the crowd supported an immigration moratorium. And now you have J.D. Vance out there talking about this. So there is a path forward for the, you know, America First movement to be very effective. But again, the Republicans are just not equipped. They are so controlled by corporate interests. They're so complacent. They're so focused on this consulting class grift. As the youth say, and I hate to be, you know, use a trope, they don't know what time it is. And the hour is very late, and they're going to lose this one. They really are. The writing is on the wall.
Let's talk about Democrat polling and the moves they're making. And then I want to ask you, just in general, looking at populist movements worldwide, all I see is them getting stronger. So in the end of the day, regardless of what Trump does, the fourth turning's here, and it's going to be spectacular. We'll be right back with a few more minutes with Mark Mitchell, top pollster for Rasmussen Polling. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Come to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I really like Mark Mitchell, not just because he's an accurate guy and friendly, but because he wears it on a sleeve that he goes out and does real polling. It's not political. He doesn't bend polls. to try to get people on bandwagons and manipulate. He's got the accuracy record, but he's honest about the fact that he then uses the information to try to promote freedom and justice and populism in an agenda that's for the people. Most of the pollster groups are totally political, and they just spin things back and forth to try to create bandwagon effects. That's why polling has gotten so incredibly discredited. Real polling is one of the most valuable things in the world. And, you know, polling is just talking to people in your neighborhood or talking to folks you don't normally talk to. You're like, get a feel, get out there, folks, beyond the TV, beyond Hollywood. And that's real polling right there. That's what Trump's always done, where he, in his companies and businesses, goes in the kitchen, sometimes works 18 hours a day, goes in and, you know, talks to all the construction workers. Well, what's your issue? What do you think? Elon Musk will go into a company that he wants to, you know, get fired up, and he'll sometimes spend 24 hours straight spending 5 minutes with 1,000 employees. He just wants to, from the janitor to the top guy, and that's when he gets the answer. So, A, bring Musk back, even if it has to be just as a figurehead, because I think Musk's sick of it, so that people get energized. Young people love him. They love the energy. Big mistake. Trump gets a big bump and enthusiasm out of that. But you notice Mark Mitchell and I keep hammering this. The White House listens to every one of these interviews, and they follow him elsewhere. But the point is that we've got their ear. And this issue of the youth and how to communicate to them and how to bring up a plan and how to talk to them about their problems, not just sit there and tell them what a great job you're doing, is what they want. They want to feel like they're included in the discussion and that somebody's developing a plan as they watch, you know, nothing to be mean, but the rich boomers comparatively off in their own world. And people see this, and it's rough for young people, even those that want to work hard. So this is the existential crisis. We're in this. It's what has to be addressed. And if Trump will just start reaching out to them and maybe having youth conferences at the White House and hearing about their problems and focus groups and having youth there telling him and listening, you'll see his numbers explode, and you will see us win the midterms, because we are in a fourth turning. We don't have to be the party in power and lose it, like they say. The numbers show that. And 6 months ago, he was there. Now we're not. We don't have to let Susie Wiles, I don't think she's a bad person, but all these people that are so old, and you saw in that Vanity Fair interview, just, you know, they've got to sit back and listen to us. They got to listen to Barron. He still thinks CBS and is important, or Jimmy Kimmel, almost no viewers, because he's 79, folks. He doesn't understand it. We've got to get him, you know, understanding where the audience is, where the power is, where it's not just the youth. The middle-aged and old people watch the podcast. You know, even medium-sized podcasts are bigger than CNN. So I'm ranting, Mark, in the time we have left, speaking to the youth, what the president should do, a plan, what your polls are showing there, because, again, this is the big issue.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And we're slandered as right-wing or Republican or conservative pollsters, and I'm trying to figure out what my politics are. I ask people questions. I report on the results. We live in a representative democracy. I think that my politics are just people should get what they want unless it's objectively stupid or evil. And I think that that's fair to say. Like, it's objectively stupid to flood your country with people that don't belong here. So we shouldn't do that. We should fix that. And if anybody's standing in the way, as a representative of the American people, I'm going to come down on them like really, really, really hard. And I think there's an aspect here, again, of they don't understand the core problems. They're not addressing them. I think your idea of having a youth council is excellent. I would go a step further and say that we should probably have like an actual war room put together of people who, you know, aren't billionaires, like who do have this problem with economic populism, that are on the internet, but who have some agency to come up with a plan. So I went to AmFest and I had a panel, and it was called The Demise of Performative Politics. And so I think because the hour is late, that people are less they're less willing to put up with this red team, blue team kabuki. And I'll give you an example. Jack Posobiec was who I love, was railing against Biden inflation. It was Biden. The Biden administration did this. And, you know, I sit back and I look at that and I think, well, yeah, that's true, but it's a lot more than that. There's a systematic rot that's happened for decades that stole the American dream. And when you come into power on an existential platform, not just like, hey, we're going to do some stuff with healthcare policy. Like, no, this is like we're almost shooting each other. Like, something has to happen. Getting in and doing as much as he can and then pointing at the other team and saying, no, they're the bad guys. It's not enough. And I feel like that's where we're on the track for. And I don't think that it's going to be possible looking ahead to October to say, well, what economic metric is the Trump administration going to glom onto and say, look, we succeeded. We did it. We're there. We're at the American dream. And it would be things like the stock market, maybe labor market. That would be better. Probably GDP. But it's like, well, we just had a really good GDP print today, and it was based on rising consumer spending. And yet I heard from Bloomberg that 50% of all retail sales in America come from the top 10% of income earners. And so if you're not really intentional about laying out an actual strategy going forward that's going to work, people are not going to earn your vote. So anyway,
hey, let's just back up for 10 seconds. Say what you just said again. Henry Ford revolutionized industry, retail, everything when he said, I want to pay my employees enough to buy the Model T. I also want to make it inexpensive enough that I don't have to pay them too much. You've literally, as an aristocrat who is smart and in charge, you prove it by being superior, rising tide raises all ships. The globalists are like, no, let's knock out all the economies. Let's kill old people. Don't take care of them. Get rid of all of the systems to take care of them. Have a pie that shrinks. No. Yeah, exactly. What do retailers think? What do the elites that own the retail think? When they're the only ones that can buy it, there's not going to even be an infrastructure. So it's like they're killing the economy just so they have higher digit numbers, but it's digit numbers that rule over ashes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. Like, look at how much of the stock market is driven by, like, the top 10 companies or whatever. And I had a tweet today. I was talking to somebody in the hospice industry. You look at boomers, and the fourth turning stuff is getting wild. On the internet, like, 2 years ago, people weren't really talking about it. I talked about it a lot. Now, it's everywhere on YouTube. People are talking about the generation that got everything. So boomers have concentrated a lot of wealth. And again, I'm not attacking boomers. And you would say, all right, well, they're going to start aging out. They're going to start dying. They're going to start transferring that wealth. Well, I look at our healthcare industry. I look at long-term care. I look at hospice. And I look at a system that's probably designed to extract as much of that wealth as possible. And so this might be one of the biggest generational wealth transfers we've seen going from the people who reaped the best of the American dream to more corporatists who are going to be driving Mercedes to the hospital to have their healthcare managerial job that shouldn't exist because the whole system is corrupt. So that's what I'm saying. And these things might sound insane to somebody who's been part of Republican politics for decades, but this is how the youth talk. So Jack Posobiec's there banging the desk about Bidenflation, and we're fixing Bidenflation. And I said, well, you know what? Like, yeah, it was bad, but it was like the cherry on top of decades of kleptocracy. And personally speaking, what impacted my career the most was George H.W. Bush's Immigration Act in 1990. And that practically got a standing ovation from these under 30 people. You know what I mean? Like, so they know.
And by the way, you've done polls and I've seen studies too. This is the first time really in the last 100 years where the young people, those that are engaged, are the most concerned about black ops, government spending, and they've done study where they're like super informed. There's a large swath of young people. They're either total zombies or they're like super political, super active, and like are into sophisticated stuff. So the system better watch out. There's a bunch of people coming up that know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. We just had one with election integrity a couple of days ago, and I don't know if I could. Oh, here it is. Venezuela and U.S. elections.
Here it is.
President Trump has drawn attention to claims the government of Venezuela has been involving rigging elections in the United States and other countries. How familiar are you with these claims about Venezuela rigging elections? And 51% of America is familiar and 43% is not. But the 18 to 29 number is 56%. Like almost 6 in 10 Zoomers. And these people are not the most like, you know, they're pretty naive. They're pretty young. They got a lot going on, but they're on the internet and they're seeing this stuff. 56% to 37%, the highest of any age bracket. And so they're like, oh yeah, we know what this is about. And I think it's one of the reasons, again, the Zoomers don't like the idea of going to fight a war against Russia and Ukraine, but they're not really freaking out about it, Venezuela. And it's like, well, you know, they're hearing these claims. It's getting out there. And people say the internet's not the real world. And it's like, no, but the internet's fighting the info war that will become the real world. And the internet knows exactly what's going on. All these corrupt interests have captured the government and they're looking at Trump for signs and they're starting to see them. And this is really bad. And again, I'm not a Republican. I am for the people. I am a referee for this whole system. And when I see things that suck, I'm going to say it. And I ask Grok, Grok back me up. In 2025, Donald Trump has spoken more publicly, more times, about Miriam Adelson than he has about people under 40 buying houses. That's a problem. Like, that's a real problem.
I mean, let's quantify that. And nothing against Miriam Adelson, but come on. She says he's going to run for a third term. They're constantly sending little sweetie cake messages publicly to each other. And like some, you know, lady worth $60 million casino owner with our president and Bill Gates and all of them up there. Every time those people are at the White House, his numbers go down. Stop the kissy fishing with the oligarchs. He is doing overall a good populist job, but not in the optics. How do we get that through to him?
I tried everything. I mean, yes, this is a problem, and it's all of D.C. This isn't like a Trump problem. I think Trump gets the core issues. It's a D.C. is occupied territory problem. You talk to the Republicans. I went to the RNC. And like, Joe Gruters is a nice guy, but like, my takeaway of the whole organization was, well, they're just like, well, we have the winning message. We just need to vote harder. Duh, we're going to win because Democrats are terrible, blah, blah, blah. The RNC is probably quoting that Quinnipiac poll, which is garbage. I had a 46% Democrat Party favorability rating, not 18. So people can cherry pick that. If they want. But I mean, like, this is what Washington, D.C. wants. Democrats are leaning into the Democrat socialism part of their base. The Republicans are just clinging desperately to the way things have been, and they're going to lose this one. This is the fourth turning fight. As we talked about on your show, the opening battle was Israel. And I can tell you right now that the Republicans are losing this one. They are losing the fight on Israel. And that's not to say people are anti-Semitic.
Last segment with you. We were going through the Epstein thing and the other optics, but right when that crest as a litmus test, are you for America or are you with Israel? And my point is, criticize Israel all day, folks, but at the same time, it's not the only issue, but it became a litmus test issue. And then we have the whole Iran thing, which turned out okay, but the point was, right at that moment, we see all of that, and America wants to come home. We don't want to be involved. We don't want Netanyahu addressing Congress. We don't want any of these foreign leaders. We're sick of it. We have an allergy to it. And that was also the cherry on top, running Elon out, running down Elon again. And some of my listeners that are total Trump worshipers, they go, "You're undermining him." Now they've all had to admit we were right, okay? I need Trump to succeed, okay? And so we're not saying this to be mean to Trump. Our enemies hope he keeps making mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, we talked about it in the break. We have polling that says this, which, again, I don't think the most important number is exactly Trump's approval rating and maybe even generic ballot. Because, again, the politics are changing. Because we're fair, we asked people if Joe Biden was mentally and physically up to the job of being president. At this point in his term, only 41% agreed with that statement. But for Donald Trump, he's doing better. It's 49%. To 48% who say they're not confident he's up to the job of president. So they're split, which makes sense. It's a split country, blah, blah, blah. But the most important question was, do you agree or disagree with this statement? President Trump understands the problems I'm facing every day. And so I would put this up there as one of the most important questions, again, because I think how vital authenticity is here, alongside the other one, which is, what do we need more of in Washington, D.C.? Business as usual or massive change? And Republicans won because there was a big signal there. People wanted massive change in Washington, D.C. They have to deliver it. But in this question, only 23% of America strongly agrees that Trump understands the problems they're facing every day. 45% strongly disagree. So he's underwater 22 points there. Only a combined total of 42% agree with that statement. He's underwater 13 points. That's worse than his job approval rating. So that's a perception, that's a data point of being out of touch. But with the 18 to 29s, only 15% strongly agreed, only 20% somewhat. So he only has basically 1 in 3 Zoomers say that this guy gets me. And it doesn't matter. Oh, Generation Z is the most conservative generation. It's not. They need their problems fixed. They want arrests. They want the rules broken. They're ready to hand over control to an AI. They want major industries nationalized. They want excess wealth confiscation. When you hear 6 in 10 conservatives under 40 saying literally the question is, would you support or oppose a program to confiscate excess wealth, including second homes and boats, in order to give young people a home buying program? And who's that money coming from? It's coming from the boomers. So this whole like day of the pillow thing, this whole fourth turning thing, it's getting really real, like really fast. And all of the preaching, all of the attempts to cling to these old values is just going to increasingly blow up in the Republicans' faces. If they want to influence these people at all, they have to be watching these videos. They have to understand they can't have these allergic reactions. Oh, it's ageism. Oh, you need to work harder and pull yourself up by the bootstraps. Oh, conservatism is the best ideals. It served us, and we just have to cling to a system that's failed. The system has failed. Republicans have to understand that. And right now, Republicans are the system, even more so than Democrats.
Very well said. Mark Mitchell, RasmussenReports.com, Honest Pollster on X. I know you got to go. Any other little tidbits that once you leave, you would have wished you would have said?
No, I mean, you know, I think JD really understands this stuff. I'm very positive about the way he's talking about this. I think he's increasingly going to be seen as a leader of like, okay, well, we had MAGA. MAGA was whatever was politically a winner at the time, that Trump's branding, shoot from the hip kind of stuff. But it needs to be more intentional. It needs to be more of a plan. And the numbers are really starting to show it. We just did another GOP primary matchup, and among Republicans, he's at 63% to 10%, the next highest person. So this is like, you know, 6-1 favorite over Rubio and DeSantis. Rubio said that he's not going to run against JD. So the writing's like kind of on the wall here. It's his to lose. And what his the most dangerous thing to him right now is a Democrat Party that leans into Bernie Sanders populism. And so this is the fight for 2028. I have no idea what's going to happen in 26. I think a lot of stuff could happen that's bad, and maybe we'll dodge a bullet. But in 28, it's going to be, in my opinion, if we get there without shooting at each other, if we get there without blue states like undermining the federal government, because right now I think we should be declaring national emergencies. We should be sending in those armed IRS agents that Biden gave us. We should be sending those people into Minnesota to crack down on all the fraud. Like, our fraud is 1/3 of the GDP of Somalia.
I totally agree. I'm sure you've seen the Soros judges and DAs are letting people that attack ICE with hammers, clubs, rocks, and even ramming them out of jail. The tow truck drivers pull up during bust, take away the vehicles, and then the juries let them go. We already have a soft secession in the blue cities and states happening, and the Democrats admit it's their plan. Trump needs to address that head on and call it out. You not just talk about the illegals, but talk about these governors and mayors that are literally trying to cause an insurrection.
We did tariffs. We blew up the global economy. And people were okay with it because it was for the right reasons. We sent National Guards to the cities, the blue cities, and people were okay with it. They supported this because it was for the right reasons. State of emergency, you know, bring in the military. We declare states of emergency over $10 billion damages from hurricanes. What about $18 billion in fraud? What about California that everybody knows is 10 times worse? This is literally the death of the republic, and we're talking about, oh, one judge stopped us. And so, again, we can play by the rules. We can, in my opinion, my politics, like I said, I'm not a strict constitutionalist. I'm what America needs. That's what I support, unless it's stupid or evil. And I don't think it's stupid or evil to say that the Constitution isn't a suicide pact. I don't think that's the case.
Get rid of the filibuster.
I don't think that we should all, 100%. Now, America doesn't really even know what that means, but I think it's the most principled thing to do. I think the Democrats are going to do it if they can, unless a deal was made behind the scenes. But are we really going to let non-constitutional rules that exist, mostly probably just to help, you know, senators sell their vote, are we going to let those rules bring us to the brink of the Civil
War? For those that don't know, it should be a 51-49 vote. And it gives the Senate power. It's undue. It's a corrupt thing.
Yeah. And, oh, well, the Democrats are going to use it. Yeah, that's the point. The whole point is to remove the governors so that you can do what you were elected to do, actually pass laws. And the protection against the Democrats using the filibuster against you is that you did a good job, and so people vote for you again. That's the way it's supposed to work. So, again, these
it's clear. We're not. It's time to break the glass and get the fire axe out. Mark Mitchell, incredible interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Thank you. Now, in the first hour, I got into the CIA documents with Epstein being a CIA operative running a huge secret CIA Air Force. Now, You've heard me say that 1,000 times. Yeah, the archive is getting it. It was a fact already. The fact that it's out hitting the news and the documents is insane. Then that ties into all these admissions now that Cash Patel killed an investigation into anybody looking at foreign or domestic accomplices, and they found them. Hell, we know the domestic ones. They bragged about it. That then ties into Candace Owens and the new story she puts out constantly about these Egyptian planes. That doesn't pan out. So then, oh, this guy came into a Fort Huachuca and went in there, and there was the head of TPUSA security, and there was this congressman. And the congressman is in D.C. while this meeting supposedly happening, and they play games. Well, it was an hour after the meeting that he's in D.C. And they go, oh, he was there at 2. No, he was there at 11. That's 8 in Arizona. I mean, you guys got big problems. I got the video of all of this. People say, why are you covering up that the government killed Kirk? We know there's a cover-up by the FBI. We don't know why. We don't know who Patel's actually being manipulated by. Trump wants all this out. So I went and investigated all this Owen stuff, and it wasn't true. It's not like she's the Oracle of Delphi. Whatever comes out of her mouth is like God speaking. And she's like, oh, I've shown who I am, you know, compromise. Oh, give me a break, Candace. I had to go look at all this stuff. I'm like, planes? Go look. Not accurate. Oh, secret meeting with Huachuca. These people are there. We go look it up. They're on airplanes in Dallas. They're in D.C. And then her people are like, look, yeah, 2 o'clock, the congressman's there, but he wasn't there. And we go look on C-SPAN. He's there when the freaking hearing starts at 11 a.m. 3 hours different. 8 a.m. at Fort Huachuca. What, has he got a teleportation device? So that's all coming up next hour, ladies and gentlemen. The economy, the military developments. It is just wild what we've got, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, she is the new dark Q. The old Q was white-pilled, laid out, everything's fine, go to sleep. The new Q is Candace, queen of Q, or Quatandace. And I don't call her dark Q because she's black. You know, it's the dark MAGA, whatever. And I'm not gonna do this, okay? I saw Tim Pool attacking her and all this. I'm like, I don't even know who's right. He's like, you people that won't do it are cowards. So I said, let me go look. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, hey, I have questions. Shut up. You're paid by the Jews, boy. You don't want us looking at accomplices. And we've got them red-handed covering up accomplices. I don't know where it leads, but I'm literally beating a drum here. And I'm freaked out. Because I'm told, boy, you sit there and you shut your mouth and you work for Israel. And I'm like, what does that have to do with Israel? This guy is a kook loon. It's about to come out his military record. Begins with an S and ends with a V. But you want me to, but once that's all proven, you'll want to move on. Just like people were posting him at C-SPAN, the congressman, at 11 a.m. And her people went and posted her acolytes, her priesthood of the dark Q, and they put up 245 and said, see, he could have flown back there. And we just rewind it. There it is. Go to C-SPAN. There he is. And I'm just like, what? And I'm bad because I won't just agree with it. So, yes, 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 it's true. Fort Huachuca. 12 colonels and... what's her name? Erica Kirk in there. I mean, it's just like in this total kookball. You go look up. I mean, he's one step away from a homeless schizophrenic. And she's raising $100,000. We'll be right back. I didn't plug last hour because I've been so focused on the news. If I don't plug, we won't be here because I'm not funded by the Qataris or the Israelis or the Russians or the Jews or the Easter bunnies. I am funded by you. So I'm going to sell you products that really work. So you want them. Now, we got two different flavors, Fruit Punch and in Freedom Mango. I didn't name this. It's a very, it looks like a firecracker. It's a beautiful cover. Ultimate power. How about unlimited power? Emperor Palpatine. But it really is a pre-workout, post-workout, Turbo Force 2.0. I mean, this is seriously powerful, super high quality. Everything it does for your body is next level. Ignites mental clarity and focus, cleans, sustain energy, enhance blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. L-citrulline converts to L-arginine. Don't know what that does. We got the best formula of it. It's amazing. L-theanine Relax, Waked Up, Clarity and Focus. Natural caffeine from coffee concentrated. Vitamin B12, the highest quality, B6, and more. This is really strong. If you love Turbo Force, you're going to love Ultimate Power. We should call it Unlimited Power. I don't remember Palpatine on the cover. The point is that it funds the operation. I said, hey, we need a clone of this product or make it better for their store. And they said, okay, this is what they came out with. I've been on them for a year to do this. It's really strong. Tiny little scoop. This thing, by the way, is heavy. This is like a whole bunch of servings, like a couple months worth. So get yours now. I like the fruit punch flavor. And by the way, today's one of the last days where you can get 60% off on Ultra Methylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, Shilajit, and more at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support. Hour number four is straight ahead.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.